Switch Off, written by Marilyn Rachel Matthew. On October 4th, 2021, the world came to a halt for a few hours. No, there was no power outage, not on a worldwide scale at least. There wasn't an earthquake either, but around 2.1 million people took to the internet to complain. How long should we wait? They all asked. It was a day when Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp experienced worldwide outages for several hours. Clearly, the impact was intense. The outage of around 6 hours caused a loss of $160 million. Many other businesses who depended on these platforms for transactions also incurred huge losses. Employees of these companies were confused as they were unable to enter on-campus buildings because their security badges would not work. But the mess went far beyond all that. Many were left frustrated, staring emptily at the buffering icon for hours. Most of them were irritated as they could not share or absorb instant updates. There was no peace of mind. There was chaos, at least deep within. A friend of mine even uninstalled WhatsApp in her impatience, not realizing that it was a global outage and not her phone's problem. All of that to say one thing, this world is moving too fast. We have been caught up in a rat race. Not that we are stuck and unable to run. We are stuck in a race loop and we are unable to pause. From the non-stop traffic to dashing through daily routines and never-ending task lists, the race never seems to end or pause for a break. Of course, the pandemic-induced lockdowns seemed to temporarily slow down time itself, but the world online sped along uninterrupted. A stem in that flow, all for a few hours, left the whole world perplexed. Switch off and recharge. Switch off literally means to stop the operation of something by means of a tap, switch, or a button. As for believers, switching off from the world would mean connecting with the one who is most dearest to us, our Creator, Lord, and Savior. Therefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. We are also in a race. But even in car races, drivers have to pull over for pit stops to change tires and take a breather. Just like that, once in a while, we need to have pit stops too, to switch off all the distractions. The Jews unplug from the world on Sabbath. It is imperative that we also unplug to introspect and recharge ourselves. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find when you search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 11 to 13. Switch off and request. Let us ask God for His mercy each day as we sail towards our final destination. Let us place our faith and hope on the one and only lifeboat that can save us from the unpredictable tides and currents that can hit our lives anytime. When we see people in different circumstances, we can understand how fragile life is. Anything can happen at any time. Unpredictability is the essence of life. It's still surprising how we think that we are self-sufficient and wise. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 says, "Do not deceive yourselves. If any of you think you are wise by the standards of this age, you should become fools so that you may become wise." God is the only one who is wise. If we think that we are more than what we are deceived. An accident, an illness, even the tiniest microorganism can alter life's balance in a moment. We will have nothing to hold on to. Riches, fame, position, possessions, heritage, none of these matters then. Switch off and reconnect. We are living in a crowded, restless, and noisy world. Many of us are just grabbing a bite for ourselves as we keep on running. In a way, these lockdown days gave us time to be together and enjoy the company of family. But are we still sitting alone, yet aloof? Are we actually enjoying technology or talking to each other? We need to switch off technology and connect with those around. Luke chapter 9 verse 14. For there were about 5,000 men, and he said to his disciples, make them sit down by 50s in a company. When we think about that miracle, the emphasis is surely given on the feeding of 5,000. But let's not miss the fellowship they enjoyed that day. They were sitting in groups, enjoying the food that Jesus had provided. They were enjoying the loving company. And so, let us strive to enjoy the precious time with people that God has placed in our lives. Our God loves fellowship. Philippians chapter 2 verses 1 and 2 says, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Switch off and recollect. What do we recollect? The songwriter clearly explains, count your blessings, name them one by one. Multitasking is possible, but not all the time. Either scroll or count your blessings. Scrolling affects the way we count our blessings. When we fix our gaze on others and their abundance, the value of our blessings seem diminished in comparison. But God expects us to focus on our blessings and praise Him for everything. Let us not be like the Israelites, always complaining and ignorant of the bountiful blessings of Canaan. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Philippians chapter 2 verses 14 and 15. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Be content and give thanks. Yes, contentment is satisfaction. But for a believer, it just does not stop at being happy and satisfied. Rather, we are to be content in knowing God's plan in our life and believing that God's peace is greater than the world's problems. So let us switch off our gadgets and sit in His presence with thankful hearts. Switch off and revive. We have all heard real-life stories about people who came to faith, suffered a lot for it, and stepped out with even stronger conviction. In contrast, most of us are fortunate enough to take pride in our rich Christian heritage. But that is not worth boasting about. Our Lord doesn't expect us to be second-hand believers anyway. A personal relationship with Jesus Christ is what matters. The Israelites, who first entered the promised land with Joshua, saw the mighty acts of God and believed. They were first-hand believers. Judges chapter 2 verse 7. But only 3 verses later, the author records a sad reality. Judges chapter 2 verse 10 says, when all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord, nor the work which He had done for Israel. Second or third generation Christians may seem to have a wonderful legacy, but there is no such thing as a second-hand Christian. Switch off to be revived. Stop relying on the comfortable Christian tag bestowed by your grandparents and persevere in your personal relationship with your Savior. It is time for personal spiritual revival. As a writer rightly puts it, if your faith is not personalized, it is not faith. The need of the hour is the revival of the youth. Youngsters are in slumber, enjoying the comfort readily provided. Mark chapter 16 verse 15 says, "And he said unto them, Go ye unto all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Dear ones, we are running out of time. It is our time to wake up, draw closer to our Lord, and share the love of Christ to others.